بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: إن الله يقول لأهل الجنة. In this hadith, Hazrat Abu Sa'id Khudri radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam will announce and say to the people of Jannat, Ya Ahl al-Jannati, O the people of Jannah, and by then they will be completely overtaken by the great love and honor of Allah Ta'ala, because the voice of Allah will also be such that a person just will love the voice of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. فَيَقُولُونَ, and in return they will reply to Allah Ta'ala and say, لَبَّيْكَ رَبَّنَا وَسَعَدَيْكَ. We are at your service, O Allah, labbaik. You have called upon us and we are ready and we are here to obey your commandments. Whatever you wish from us, we are prepared to do that. And also, we are pleased to be here. وَسَعَدَيْكَ, and it is our great honor and it is our sa'adat that we are here present for you and that we are in your khidmat, in your presence, whatever you command us. وَالْخَيْرُ بِيَدَيْكَ, and all good is only in your control. Whatever good there is, it is only with you. So yeah, in this hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has explained that whatever goodness comes to a person, it is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there in Jannat a person will acknowledge all this. Then on that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will ask, فَيَقُولْ هَلْ رَضِيْتُمْ, are you all pleased? They will have enjoyed all the pleasures of Jannat, they will be in Jannat, and what ni'mats of Jannat there will be. And Allah will ask them, now are you pleased? From here, and what we read in front of the hadith, there is a great lesson for us to learn also, which we learn from our mashayikh and our pious elders. That is, we are normally accustomed that we have to obey the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, which we have to do, it is our farz to do. But it does not really dawn on us that we have to gain the love of Allah Ta'ala. And one of the greatest farz and one of the greatest ibadat is to gain the love of Allah Ta'ala. For example, we have made our namaz, but was that namaz made with the love of Allah Ta'ala? Or was it just as a duty? So as a duty we have to do it. It is our duty to fulfill the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. But a greater duty is to acquire the love of Allah Ta'ala. It is for us easily to understand where there is a marriage, and because of some problems in the marriage along the way, mistrust, etc., whatever there might have been, abuse of each other, now forever, whatever reason, they're still living together. They're fulfilling the rights of one another. Husband brings in, earns and brings, the wife cooks and does everything, but there's no love between them. That is also a marriage, but there's no love. And another marriage where there is love between the husband and wife. What a marriage isn't that marriage? So like that, one is our relationship with Allah Ta'ala. We do everything we have to do, but there is no love of Allah Ta'ala. And one is that relationship that a person does everything, but he does it with the love of Allah Ta'ala. He is very, coming to the masjid in the love of Allah is completely different from that person who might have made the whole night ibadat, but without the love of Allah Ta'ala. And when he is here, his sajda, his ruku, his saying Allahu Akbar, everything in the value is completely different when there is the love of Allah Ta'ala. And this love of Allah Ta'ala is dependent on the recognition, ma'rifat of Allah. That we have to know who Allah Ta'ala is. Like here in Jannah, when people will have all those things, they will have that love of Allah. Allah. Therefore, they will say these words, Labbaik wa sa'adik, wal khayru biyadik. And these are similar words in one of the Labbaik that we say for Hajj also. What is the famous Labbaik that we all know, but there are other words of Labbaik also. And one of them, he has all these words also. So one is, a person makes Hajj, his faras, everything he did properly, but no love of Allah. Hardly perhaps he gets the thought of Allah Ta'ala. Love is such a thing that the thought of the beloved is always in the mind of a person also. So this hadith teaches us, which our Buzurgan indeed, may Allah reward them tremendously. They have come to our country, made great sacrifices, and they taught us that there is the love of Allah, and that is our first for us to gain the love of Allah. And the marifat, the recognition of Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. So we should remember that this is also a farz upon us. And perhaps many of us, we only ask for Jannah, which we have to ask. We are commanded in the hadith to ask and make dua for Jannah also. But more greater than Jannah is the creator of Jannah. That is Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. How much do we ask for the love of Allah Ta'ala, for the love of the creator of Jannah? As our Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi said a beautiful poem, that to have the love of Jannah is there, but the creator of Jannah, Allah can create, and you have Allah now, cash in your heart, if you have found Allah Ta'ala. So this is also a great effort that is upon us, that we should find the marifat of Allah, recognize who Allah Ta'ala is. And with that will come the great love of Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. And for the Akhirat, where we ask for Jannah, we must ask for the love of Allah and for Allah Himself. That is the greatest thing. We make the object of our life Allah Ta'ala, the pleasure of Allah, that Allah must be pleased with us, that we gain the love of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq for this aspect of our deen also. Our deen is not a dry deen, that just duties, laws, regulations, but it is a deen that is filled with the love of the deen, of the giver of the deen, of Allah Ta'ala. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has announced and said, لا خير في المؤمن لا يألف ولا يؤلف. That there is no good in that mu'min who doesn't love and is not loved. So this is also a great aspect that we should show love. How much love even do we show to our family members? Mu'min is such that he show, and when he gives love, he will get love in return. And love is that wonderful part of our deen that makes all the difference. You might have a wonderful cup of tea in which you put elaichi also, you have put the zafaran also, but you did not sweeten it. So that the tea is wonderful, but you don't really enjoy it. You just add the sugar, the honey, and now the tea is completely different. So our deen, which is so sweet and so beautiful, but just this little bit of enjoyment, and it makes all the difference. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.